The Gemara Masechta needed Daf Gimel on the Beis. In continuing to attempt to explain the opinion of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, whose opinion was that if a woman sees dam, we need not be concerned that the dam was there from before, but rather die in Shatan, we only assume that the dam came when we saw it come. And the Gemara asks, the Gemara attempts to explain why Shammai takes this lenient approach. And the Gemara, in the fourth reasoning, in trying to explain the opinion of Shammai, says, Tama de Shammai, Bishum Bittel Peri Rivia. If Chazal are going to be stringent regarding this woman and consider a Tameh, and as the Gemara says, even though the Tameh is only regarding, we're only considering a Tameh regarding Taharis, regarding Kachim, her husband, however, will refrain from ever having relations with her. And because her husband will refrain from having relations with her, Chazal took this strict approach. And as the Gemara goes on to explain, that Hillel asks Shammai, Umi asusia, mi asay siya l'divarecha, Hillel asks Shammai, shouldn't we make a gzeira here? Why is this different than the rest of the Torah, Davdin and Siog, that we always make a Siog? Omle, to which Shammai responds, Im kein bitalta benois Yisrael mipir review. If you take this approach, you're going to have Jewish women not involved in pir review. So the Rashash immediately asks, why is the Gemara focused on the benois Yisrael? Why is the Gemara not focused on the Bnei Yisrael? Particularly, as we're going to discuss, the mitzvah Pur Revu actually applies to men, not to women. So the Rishash answers, because a man could always end up marrying a woman who has a Veset Kavua, which, as we learned in our Mishnah, even Beis Hillel and even the Chachamim are lenient regarding women who have a Veset Kavua. And that's why Beis Shammai had to take that, but we worry about the woman who won't get married. Her husband won't want to have relations with her, who has no Veset Kavua. And in fact, the Marik says that even Hillel is certainly agreeable that when there's a real concern of Bittel Peri Rivia, then even Hillel would take that very seriously. And he says that certainly we have to be very concerned about Pir Rivia. And anyone who, so to speak, takes chumras, where Chazal did not tell us to take such a chumra, and because of that, we don't have the mitzvah Pir Rivia, he's Eina Elema Matmini. He uses a very sharp wording. Eina Elema Matmin. V'lo Yadati, and I can't be certain, Heich Matzah, how does this person belong in the Beis Medrash? When it comes to Peri Rivia, we have to take every halachic approach to be lenient, not chas v'sholem to take strict approaches. And in fact, I saw in the Chashukei Chemed here on our sugya, he discusses two very interesting shailas. One shaila he discusses where there was a woman who Hilchas Taras Mishpacha went to the mikveh, but according to one opinion, that mikveh may not be a kosher mikveh. And the question that's asked, should you tell the husband of this woman that perhaps the mikveh she used, which obviously at this point of the evening, she can't find another mikveh, there is no other mikveh available, will cause her not to have relations. Should you tell that to the husband, who certainly will refrain from having relations under such circumstances, or should you not? And he quotes our Gemara, how we find that even according to Hillel, and certainly it's Shammai, and we just quoted the Marik, how we have to be so careful in not to stop Peri Rivia. On the other hand, Here we're dealing with a situation where there is a legitimate halachic basis that this mikveh is not a kosher mikveh. But he says, he doesn't say it definitively, but he does say that his opinion is that it's probably better not to, if the mikveh is a mikveh that people use and rely on, and we should not tell the husband, and the husband should, and they should have relations and not have him be concerned that he's doing anything wrong. In fact, there's the Gemara, we know in Masechet Brachos, Daftal Raman Aleph, David HaMelech says, V'yodei Mechlachis, B'dam, B'shvir, B'shalya, he says, all the Malchim, Mizrach, Amarav, all the kings of the world, do what kings do. And what do I do? V'yodei Mechlachis, my hands are busy, B'dam, B'shvir, B'shalya, K'dei, L'tar Ish L'bala. And it's very interesting. If you look at the wording of the Gemara doesn't say that David HaMelech hands were busy with a tar or a tame. He wasn't sure if he should be mekel or machmer. His attitude was, k'dei l'tar isha l'bala. And there's a fantastic vort from the Shalom. He says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos staff, Ches Oman Aleph teaches us, Om Rav Chiya Mishmei De'ula, Godl Hanenem Yigi Kapov, greater is what it says by a person who earns a living, Yosem Yerushimayim. Shila Gabi Yerushimayim Ksiv, Ashi Ish Yoreis Hashem. And Gabi, and you need a kapo, it says, Yigi kapecho, kisoicho, ashrecho, v'toivloch. Ashrecho boilam hazeh, v'toivloch loilam habo. So the Gemara is saying that by Yerushimayim, the pasuk doesn't add the words, v'toivloch. And the question is, a Yigi kapai means somebody who needs to work. So why does that make him greater? And moreover, does not someone who is a Yigi Kapayim need to be a Yerushimayim? So the Shalom says, is here we're talking about a Talmud Chacham. And of course, a Talmud Chacham must be a Yerushimayim. But you know what's even greater? If you have a Talmud Chacham, someone who's a Yerushimayim, and because of his Yerushimayim, he's always machmer. That isn't what the Torah is looking for. What is the Torah looking for? The Torah is looking for Yigi Kapecha, somebody who knows how to work on the sugya and come out with a heter. That's greater even. A person, of course, he has Yerushimayim, but with his Yerushimayim, he knows how to paskin shaila, particularly when it comes to Pirei Rivia Lakula. That's what the Torah looks for. So the Cheshukei Chemed there discusses a question, interesting question, where there's a husband, there's a couple who have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim, of Pirei Ru, and a parent of the husband is very ill, he's in the hospital. And the question is, should he go to the hospital, even though his wife went to the mikveh that night, and they may be also having treatments to be able to have children, what's more important? He says that we have to look at the question. If it's a situation of bikuach nefesh, so we see b'chol ha'tarah kula, we'll have to be mechal Shabbos, we'll have to do anything Fatzolos Nefoshes. So if we have all these Haterim Fatzolos Nefoshes, we certainly have this Heter as well, Fatzolos Nefoshes, to allow a person not to have relations with his wife. But if the situation is not that serious, maybe he should have relations first. And if indeed, Paskins, if there's a doctor who was called to the hospital, or there's a Hatzolah member who was called for a Hatzolah call, and it's the night that his wife went to the mikveh, he takes the approach that if there's anyone else, that normally this is not what the halacha says, but if there's anyone else who could take the call, anyone else could take care of the patient, so just like we find by the mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda,
there's a concept, he said, a zok ve'elosim kvoido, that there's someone who is not, wouldn't pick up this item for belong to him. He has no obligation to do a Shabbos Aveda. Says the Cheshuke Chemet, so too would be the halacha in the situation where you have a person who needs to fulfill the mitzvah peer review, which, as we see in our Gemara, Chazal took so very seriously, and it's better you should do peer review and leave the medical situation for someone else who can handle it. Obviously, if there's no one else that could do it or could do it as well, so there, the Hatzalos Nefashos, as we said a moment ago, supersedes everything else.